From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. Chile is holding a presidential election this month on November 17th. The leading candidate is former President Michelle Bachelet, who was a torture victim during the brutal 17-year-long military dictatorship of General Augusto Pinochet. The election comes just weeks after Chile observed the 40th anniversary of the coup that brought Pinochet to power. But this autumn also marks a more positive milestone, the 10th anniversary of a Miami trial that was the first in the United States to exact justice on a leading Pinochet henchman.
It was the most transformative experience of my life. For the first time in U.S. history, somebody was found responsible for crimes against humanity.
That's Zita Cabello Barrueto, a developmental economist in San Francisco. She's the sister of Winston Cabello. He was a planning official in the leftist government that Pinochet overthrew in 1973. During the darkest days of that coup, which the U.S. supported, Winston was murdered by a roving army unit called the Caravan of Death. Armando Fernandez Larios was a leader of that squad, and he was sure its handiwork would never be discovered. But in 1991, a year after Chile's return to democracy, the remains of Winston and other caravan victims were found in a mass desert grave. Their well-preserved corpses showed ghastly signs of torture. Winston's throat had been slit with a special military knife. Fernandez Larios by then had moved to Miami. Zita, meanwhile, set out to identify her brother's killers.
I traveled about 10 times to Chile looking for witnesses. At the end, I was really surprised that some military officers, high-ranking officers, were willing to testify.
By the decade's end, Zita and the Center for Justice and Accountability in San Francisco had enough evidence to put Fernandez Larios on trial in a federal court in Miami, not just for Winston's murder, but for broader crimes against humanity. But it would have to be a civil trial. Extrajudicial killings committed in foreign countries before 1994 could not be prosecuted criminally under U.S. law. Zita also feared that in the anti-communist hothouse of Miami, it would be hard to find a jury sympathetic to a left-wing victim like her brother. But Julie Ferguson, the Cabello family's Miami attorney, was more optimistic.
To me, this is a community full of people who are here precisely because they left dictatorial regimes and abuses in their home countries. So I'm not surprised that there was a jury sympathetic.
She was right. In October 2003, the Miami jury found Fernandez Larios liable for torture, murder, and crimes against humanity. It was the first verdict of its kind in a U.S. court, and Fernandez Larios was ordered to pay Winston's family $4 million. Fernandez Larios claimed a statute of limitations, but the Miami judgment was upheld on appeal.
I have such gratitude for people there in Miami that I think they really, really understood how important this case was.
Important not just for her family, but for thousands of others in Chile. The Miami case has helped inspire them to press, often successfully, for the prosecution of other killers from the Pinochet era.
My brother's case really is an amazing precedent. This case really opened the door for other people to do similar actions.
That includes a civil suit that was just filed in Jacksonville. The defendant, another Pinochet officer living in Florida, is accused in the grisly 1973 execution of Chilean folk singer Victor Jara. And as the Miami attorney Ferguson points out, the 2003 verdict helped make Miami and the rest of the U.S. a less safe place for killers like Fernandez Larios to hide.
It was important to know that those people can come here, but they're going to be held accountable.
Fernandez Larios today lives a free man in Miami, and he still insists he was simply following justifiable military orders. 10 years after his landmark Miami trial, the world now knows better. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.